This is a copyrighted work. Unauthorized copying or distribution is a crime punishable by up to 5 years in prison and a fine of $250,000.
Scholastic Audio presents Ruff vs. Fluff, a Queenie and Arthur novel by Spencer Quinn, read by Rachel Jacobs and Jay Asing. To all the F's out there, especially family F's, Dad, Lily, Jake, and Maddie, and the class of 68. 1. Queenie. I have the most beautiful voice. I use it to say just one thing. Meow. Have you ever heard anything so lovely? And it starts with me. How great is that? I love starting with me. In fact, I have no time for anything that doesn't start with me and keep on going with me right until it ends. With me. Me. Or actually, me is how I think of myself. But you can call me Queenie, like all the other humans. Call me Queenie, but don't expect me to come or perform some stupid trick or pay the slightest attention to you. You have my permission to look at me all you want. I don't blame you. I'm a thing of beauty. This is probably a good moment to describe myself. Where to even start? With my tail? Kind of cool, starting at the end. And I'm cool, no doubt about that. Mom always says, that Queenie is one cool cat. Not my mom, who I really don't remember, but the kid's mom, who has another name I can't be bothered to come up with at the moment. And anyway, she's just mom around these parts. These parts are what humans call snow country, although we didn't have any snow yet, and it was getting close to Christmas. I knew it was close to Christmas because Elrod hauled a big tree into the big room, and after a lot of grunting and fumbling around, plus muttered words that won't be repeated here, got it set up in front of the fireplace. I myself was watching this performance from one of my favorite spots, namely on the top shelf of the bookcase in the corner. Books can be quite comfortable. Were you aware of that already? What do humans actually know? I'm afraid the true answer might disappoint. Elrod's the handyman. Why? Because he's a man with hands? I had no interest in exploring the question. Humans have their ways, usually noisy. And we in the cat world have ours, usually quiet. At the moment, I was absolutely motionless and silent, yet still somehow the main character. Meanwhile, Elrod was admiring the tree and rubbing his hands together, meaning job well done. Mom came into the room, stopping short when she saw the tree. Elrod? He turned to her. Elrod, a very big guy with a thick beard and a ponytail, a look you see a lot up here in snow country, moves kind of slow. Mom, a small woman with short, no-nonsense hair and real sharp eyes, moves kind of fast.
Ma'am?
He said. Mom blinked. Because she'd asked Elrod not to call her ma'am from the very first day he came here, and that was who knew when. And here, so much later, he was still doing it. It makes me feel old, Elrod, she always said. Although she didn't.